And I hope there's no errors in that. One thing I'm sure of is that you're going to like our mini set performer. Her name is Jan Luby. She's been on the scene a long time and now lives in Rhode Island and performs actively and writes amazing songs and is now trying to make more of the scene here in Massachusetts. And she'll be featuring here in the new year, in the spring. So please, a big welcome for Jan Luby.
Thank you. Hello. Oh, guitar's loud, voice is not. Thanks a lot. The guitar doesn't need to be so loud. Hello. Yeah, definitely more vocal. My favorite introduction is, and now, direct from Coney Island, the absolutely tattooless woman, Jan Luby. But nobody ever does that for me. Turn it down here. He asked me so nicely, held out his hand, helped pull back my chair when I went to stand. The band began playing, he looked in my eyes. We started to dance, and then what a surprise. No sense of rhythm, can't keep a beat. He's kinda cute, but he's stepping on me. Ow! How long this torture out on the floor? So heavy and mine are so sore. And it's right, left, right, left, right, right. Yes, that was my foot under there. Oh, why did I come out dancing tonight? Ow, he's the devil, I swear. I should have stayed home alone. My poor foot, I think he's broken a bone. He says, I know you, do you remember me? From seventh grade, I'm Stan Weatherby. You and June stole my shoes on that cold winter day. Not funny, he said, walking away. Thank you. I am not the girl in that song. I am Stan. Oh, no, it's true. Let's see. That was written on a theme. Can you guys hear my voice? Yeah, okay. Hard without a monitor. Rhode Island Songwriters Association does Songwriters in the Round the second Sunday of every month, and the audience chooses the song that the people are the next month's songwriters are going to write on. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, if it sounds good out there, I don't care. I'm good. I know what I sound like. And so that was a bad timing theme. Let's see. I do have a new CD. Well, I think it's still new. It's not a year old yet. It came out in October, and this is on it. My hands are wrapped around a cup of coffee. There's a tulip on the table, me and my girl in the room, and she says, you know, I've been wondering, Mommy, if it's painful for a flower when it blooms. Well, you know me, I always want to tell her what's true. But what can I do that's gonna come out right? Should I tell her what I think, though it might make her blue? And so we sit here in the morning light. Some things I don't know, some I don't wanna tell her. It's a beautiful, big, sweet, scary world. And you won't always be my little girl. My little girl, da 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 da. Well, this question comes from one who'll be blooming soon. Sooner than I'm ready, this I know. Some evening she will feel the tug of the moon, and no matter what I say, she's gonna turn and go. Some things I don't know, some I don't wanna tell her. It's a beautiful, big, sweet, scary world. And you won't always be my little girl. My little girl, my hands are wrapped around my first cup of coffee. There's a tulip on the table, me and my girl in the room, and she really wakes me up when she says, you know, I've been wondering, Mommy, if it's painful for a flower when it blooms. Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming. Let's see. So I am going to be a feature here. I believe it's April 2nd, 2014. No, I think it is 2013. It's a ways away. That last song was inspired by my daughter, who's now a grown-up traveling around playing five-string banjo all over the country. But I remember when she was little, and I'd play this next song, and there's a verse about my husband, there's a verse where she's in it, and she'd go, "That's you! That's me!" You know. Anyway, this is the Careful What You Wish For song. Where's the little poet girl with ink-stained hands, notebook and pen, eyes and heart open? And where's the young woman who'd had enough of New York and left without knowing just where she was going? Oh, I'm not anything I thought I'd be. How did I end up so ordinary? There's wedding photos on the wall, flowers in the garden, a house full of food, lists of things to do, and I'm snuggling with my daughter on the front porch swing. We're catching a breeze and reading stories. Oh, I'm not anything I thought I'd be. How did I end up so ordinary? Where's the weary traveler, her music and dreams, hitchhiking alone, guitar and sleeping roll, and singing for her supper, trusting in strangers and feeling like maybe she'd something to say? Oh, I'm not anything I thought I'd be. How did I end up so ordinary? My love greets me at the door, waiting for a kiss. I put my things down, and turn around, and the grass is not greener in any other land. This is what's mine, and I like it just fine. Oh, I'm not anything I thought I'd be. How did I end up so ordinary? Now I've got a home and family, and this is exactly where I wanted to be. This is exactly where I wanted to be. How did I end up so ordinary? Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Thank you, Ellen.
Jan Luby, direct from Coney Island, where my mother was born. And that's the truth, folks. Give her a big round.